Hi, I'm Beth Broderick, and I'm an actor.
Because we're hosting this show from California this month, we're profiling people who capture some essence of the Golden State. Every week, we'll introduce you to a California character. Today, Beth Broderick. And she really is a character, as in character actor. Beth is a member of Hollywood's middle class, actors and crew members who have worked on countless sitcoms, TV dramas, and movies. Not an A-list celebrity, not a waitress waiting for her first big break. Beth says she's been able to make a good living until recently.
My best-known series would be Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I was Aunt Zelda.
Aunt Zelda, that's right.
Wait till Sabrina finds out what new doors this will open for her. Wait till she finds out you still get zits when you're 600 years old.
And you're also on Lost.
I'm on Lost. I play Evangeline Lilly's mother. I think I did 5 on-the-air series. Sabrina was the one that lasted the longest. And honestly, it makes your head hurt to even count the number of guest stars and movies of the week and all of that.
And so you've been working for... what,
20
how long?
Years.
20 years?
Yeah.
Here in Los
Angeles?
A good
solid 20 years, yeah.
And how has the acting profession been for you?
I feel totally, truly, entirely blessed. I mean, to have had a career which has been a really good, what used to be a really good living. I like having my autonomy. I like being able to go into the vegetable aisle with very little fanfare. Very few go into that star category, go into that Uber above the title category. The rest of us, day in, day out, we're there to support what they do.
So you've been working in Hollywood steadily for 20 years, and you've been on series, you've been a recurring character, you've worked in movies, you've earned a good living. What has changed now?
Over the last 10 years, we've seen wages for the professional class. I'm not talking about the minimum wages for the people who are breaking in or who are day players, but people like me who've been on series after series and done job after job. We've seen those wages cut by, I mean, just a tremendous amount. For instance, I used to be paid $25,000 to $30,000 to guest star on an hour episode of television. I'm now paid $6,000, which after commissions would be $4,800. Now, the average actor may be only able to book maybe 6 to 8 guest star jobs a year. That would be high. So when you start doing that math...
you can't live on that.
You can't live on it in Los Angeles.
So your annual salary has gone from what to what?
I would say it went from $300,000 to $500,000 a year to $70,000 a year for the exact same amount of work.
Why? What's happening? Why the dramatic shift in compensation?
Well, there's a lot less work. You know, I feel sorry for young actors today. When I first got here, I was getting 4 scripts a day in the busy season. Now these kids maybe they get, you know, 4 scripts every 2 months.
Is there less work because there's more reality and less scripted dramas?
That has a lot to do with it. Far fewer pilots get picked up or tried out or given a shot. You know, shows like Cheers that took a year and a half to catch on would never have made it on the air in today's climate. And, you know, frankly, a lot of the formerly A-list stars, the ones that were above the title, are out of work as well. So they're coming kind of filtering into the professional class. Then that cuts out the money for the rest of the people on the call sheet.
So when you have Glenn Close starring in a TV series, that's one less role for you.
That's one less role for me, absolutely. And it's also going to cost you quite a bit to have her starring in that series. So I guarantee you the people 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 on that call sheet are not making what they would have made 5 years ago or 7 years ago.
How did last year's writer's strike figure into this and affect wages?
It was pretty devastating because all of us were out of work. If I had a dollar for every time I've been offered the opportunity to star in a web series for nothing... I'd be a lot richer than if I actually starred in the web series for nothing.
And so what you're painting a picture of is a variety of forces all coalescing to force down wages.
Yes.
Less product available, the writer's strike.
And also the aggregation of all the profit at the top. The studio heads still get paid enormous salaries. They still have huge golden parachutes. Stars still make $20 million a picture. But the people right below them are making scale. So it's really going to have to come down to the leadership from producers, directors, and stars who say, you know what, thanks for the $20 million, I'm going to take $19 and let's divvy the rest up between the next 10 people on the call sheet so that those people that I'm staring across that camera at for the next 8 weeks, I can feel good knowing that their kid can go to school. Nobody wants to sit here where I'm sitting and say, hey, this is the reality. I did 2 movies, 6 guest star spots last year, and I starred in a one-woman show, and I'm not making any money. I'm on TV every day in every country in the world, and I don't make any money. Somebody's got to say it. But it's nobody wants to take that risk. Nobody wants to admit that or put that out there, but it's true.
I think you just did that.
I think I just did.
Actor and California character Beth Broderick. In this country, you can catch her on the TV show Lost. She plays Kate's mom.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.